And welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. We are back. Yes, season two has started. We are a couple of days behind, but don't worry, we will catch up. And also, we will be ready for next week's episode. Such a fresh start. Such an awesome, amazing start. I mean, seriously, if you watch this season premiere of Arrow and the season premiere of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., come on. I'm sorry. Arrow you can't even compare the two shows. I mean, they are both Marvel and DC-based comic book television shows. But wow, Arrow just blows that show away. I mean, seriously, if you wanted a DC-Marvel rival, look at those two. Yeah, I mean, it's not even a rival. There's no contest. Well, let's hope some of the callers calling in, you too can call in. We are live. If you're listening to us on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/arrowtalk, you can call in, 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. Let's see who's on the line with us from area code 772. Welcome back to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
Okay.
Well, good to hear you on the show. Welcome back. Really missed you guys, especially talking about Arrow. I know we were on the other podcast, at Smallville Talk. We were talking tons and tons of Tom Welling and Smallville. But welcome back to Arrow Talk, Mary Beth. Are you excited?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was very exciting. The action in it was unbelievable.
Amazing. I mean, stunt work is part. You're right. I think the stunt part. You're definitely right, Mary Beth. I think the stunts are part of the, you know, it's like a character in the show, right?
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Really well done. Really well done. I mean, are you blown away from this season opener, or are you like, meh?
No, I think it was one of their better ones. It's better than the first one.
Yes.
The first one. Much better. It gave you a little bit more insight on his background, which was good.
Yes.
We're
learning more and more.
Yeah, they just touched on it a little bit in the first season, but this season looks like it's going to be a little bit stronger. So we're going to see how the background, where we get all his learning from, that type of thing.
I know. It's pretty amazing opener. Let's see, Mary Beth, who else is on the line with us from area code 270. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Hey, this is Eric from Kentucky.
Hey, Eric, how's it going, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Did you get to catch the Arrow Season 2 opener?
Yeah, I actually watched it today. I downloaded it.
Dude, on the scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
A solid 9.5. It was much better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Much better.
Oh, I mean, do you agree with me, or I'm just really literally talking out of my, you know what,
oh, no.
You can't even
Agents
compare the two.
Okay. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was okay. It was pretty good. It's worth watching, but it's like a 7. Arrow's down near 10.
Yeah, definitely they take it back. You know, for a while I kind of thought like, wow, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to just blow up, you know, after watching the Avengers. But, I mean, you can't even compare. In my eyes, you can't even compare it. Mary Beth, have you seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes, I have.
And
it's a little high-tech thing, like robots almost, you know, type of thing. You know what a lot of people like nowadays, but I wasn't watching. I never knew the comics that well, so it was a new thing to me. It was the learning curve. But that's the more modernistic type of Avengers, you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And Arrow's really down to earth. It's like for the real people, not the tech people.
Yeah, it's like using skill and your, you know, just owning your own trait.
Well, that plane was unbelievable, what they had. And they blew it up in the second episode, but in the Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, they
blew up. Wait a minute, I don't remember that in Arrow.
No, the plane blew up for them. Beautiful plane they had, the Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, it was unbelievable. It looked like a hotel.
But
that's
all right, well,
like
Eric,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mary Beth.
I said a lot of people like that high-tech stuff.
Yeah.
Give me the ground. You know, I like that too. Like from Arrow.
There you go. Eric, looking back at episode one of season two, titled City of Heroes, did the title fit the episode?
Oh, I mean, I guess a little bit, but I don't know. The City of Heroes seems more like something that should be saved for later when they kind of have more of a Justice League deal going on.
I see.
They did
good point.
They introduced Black Canary, so that was pretty cool.
That was a nice little gem. Very interesting as to who that might really be. What's your guess, Eric? Who do you think is Black Canary?
Well, obviously, Laurel.
Let's hope so. Can you imagine if the writer said, nope, we're going to make it this person, Black Canary? How would you react to that? If it wasn't Laurel, you know.
I don't think I would enjoy it.
I'm sure a lot agree with you. Mary Beth, are you aware of the character Black Canary?
Is that the blonde girl?
Yeah,
the
very end. That helps out Red Hood.
Yeah, she's not bad. I don't care. I'm not familiar with the comics. Is she a good or a bad person in the comics?
Eric, help me out here. She kind of played both fields, right, in the comic books?
She's kind of on both sides, but mainly you would more consider her a good guy, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely teeters her more on the good guy, Mary Beth. But she does go back and forth sometimes.
If you watched Smallville, she was on Smallville.
Yep. Do you remember her from Smallville?
No, it wasn't the same actress, but that's...
Definitely not the same actress.
I remember the character, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but the character, yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So, let me ask you, Mary Beth, what was your favorite scene of the season premiere? What was if one scene stood out, which one would it be, and why?
I guess when he finally decided that he was going to go back, like he would say he wasn't going to be a vigilante anymore, and then he went back into his studio and he wasn't going to wear the uniform anymore because those other guys had taken from him the hood, they call it. The whole scene in the lab where he looks
like
at the
hood
uniform
or...
and looks at the arrow. You know, I said that's where his name came from, was Arrow. So that I thought was, I mean, there was a lot of action in it, but that kind of hit me, you know, that he really...
No, that was good.
It made me feel like he's going to do something good in the world instead of just trying. And he didn't kill those guys. He could have killed them. He didn't kill them this time.
He could have, yeah.
That was interesting. Yeah. He got a little bored of them, but he didn't kill them. He got them arrested. So, but that scene at the end there was very moving to me. I think it really hit where he's coming from. He's going to try and help people do it the right way, you know.
Exactly.
And I record on my DVR.
It's not going after the 1% anymore.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Mary Beth, for sharing that. Eric, let's go to you, sir. What was the one scene that stood out for you?
I don't know why, but just the opening, because I was just really confused about, is Oliver back on the island? Why the hell is he back on the island? What is going on, you know?
And then they were on there, and then they're jumping out of planes now.
Yeah, I was kind of confused by the beginning, so that definitely stood out to me.
Yeah, you know, my one favorite scene, and I guess I'm agreeing with you, Eric, it was the opener, and it was the point where Felicity steps on the landmine, and then that's where Eric mentioned that Oliver is in the island, but the way he, like, swept her, and then the explosion, it was just pretty awesome. I mean, that stood out for me.
That's one way to start the show, that's for sure.
Yeah. And then of course, for the ladies, he's topless. I'm like, what's going on here? No, he's Tarzan. All right, great. So
who are you going to think they're going to get for Flash? I think they're going to use Flash in this year, this season.
Yes, they will. Yes.
You say who are they going to think they should be in that part to play that part? Any actor in mind?
I don't know.
Who would you like to put in there?
Eric, what
something
about you?
Probably something new. Something that we don't know about. Maybe we can start over again. And I'm not familiar with Flash, the character, either, but I just heard about it.
Oh, so.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be making a little cameo there. And and also a bunch of other characters. I think I heard... Black Canary already made her little entrance, and... I think Amanda Waller, if you guys remember her from Smallville.
Yes.
Played by, was it Pam Grier?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't think she's going to play the same part. It's not the same actress.
No, no, it's a lot younger. Yeah, the character, the actress they hired, she's a way younger than Pamela Grier.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So now let's talk about, are we happy about our favorite characters coming back and those that did not make it, are we sad? Mary Beth, I'm coming back to you now. That's the question. Which character were you happy to see again? And you could include Oliver. It's okay. And did you really miss the ones that are not there again? You know, if you know what I'm talking about. The,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
Malcolm and Tommy. So let's hear your answer.
I think Tommy. I'm going to miss him a little bit. Because I think he kind of, Tommy. I know he got killed at the end there. And I think Oliver felt guilty about that. And I think if he had died, he might not have felt that way. And he might have been able to get back together again, you know, as a friend.
Right.
That's the one I think
I agree.
He's going to miss. Malcolm, I wouldn't miss at all. I mean, the gotcha was good, but.
He was a good bad guy. You got to give him that.
Yeah, he was quite a good bad guy, yes. But I think I would miss Tommy. But I'm glad you
Right. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that agree with you, Mary Beth.
Yeah.
They are going to miss Tommy. If you're asking me, no. I'm not the one missing Tommy. But let's hear what Eric says, Mary Beth. Let's hear what Eric has. Which was his favorite character coming back, and did he really miss the ones that are not coming back?
Oh, well, my favorite is Oliver, obviously, so I'm glad he's back. And I really like Diggle. I like Dig. I really do like his character. I hope they really expand upon it.
Yes.
I mean, I pretty much like
nice
all
sidekick.
I have a feeling, like, at the end of the season last time, I didn't think it could happen. Because, remember, originally, before the first season, they said, this is going to be like the Nolan universe. There's never going to be any superpowers, no supernatural
I agree. Yeah, I remember.
Now they changed it. Now they changed it. Now they're going to have the Flash. Now people are going to have superpowers. I have a feeling Tommy is going to be back.
That's a good point. That's a good point because you're right. The producers were like, this is our rule. No powers, no nothing. They try to make their stamp, just like the producers of Smallville. Like, if you remember with Smallville, no flight, no tights, no... What am I missing? So, I think I'm missing one more. Anyways, these producers, second season, scratch that. put it off the table. They just caved in easy. And sometimes you could tell if it's a young producer in his career where they just buckle in and, okay, let the studio run it now that we got a good start. That's crazy how they go back and forth. So. Yeah, we're really, I'm really looking forward for The Flash. I don't know about you guys, but to see Barry Allen in the flesh once again on the silver screen, but on the small screen, I mean, it's going to be awesome. Now, do you think, let's focus a little on The Flash, do you think they're going to give him the iconic costume or kind of like what they did with Impulse, give him a red hood? There's a lot of red hoods going on around the city. So would he get kind of mixed up in with the bad crowd kind of hood, or do you think he's going to sport something closer to the Flash uniform? Let's go to you, Eric.
Oh, I think I think he's going to be on a couple episodes. So I guess at first he's probably going to be in street clothes. And I think kind of at the end, they're going to give him his own uniform because the entire reason they introduced the Flash is for a spinoff. Which I think the entire reason that they changed their whole stance on superhuman beings is because I think CW pressured them into it so they can make spinoff shows.
Exactly.
So I believe at the end, when the Flash is leaving the show, he's going to have some kind of Flash outfit, and that's going to introduce him into his own show.
Good points. I mean, I don't see any harm there. That's very either good strategic planning or, hey, let's just see what sticks to the wall. Mary Beth, what do you think? What are your hopes for The Flash coming back? How do you
think
he's going to look with this first round?
I think he should start like street clothes, like hiding his identity first, Like,
right.
that gives you kind of, you know, anticipation of what it's going to be. And maybe the last episode, then I don't know how many it's going to be in this time. Like the like Eric said, he's going to put on a, not too flashy of a costume, but definitely a costume, you know, to make it.
Yeah, something casual. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, let's go to a caller that's been on hold for 3 or 4 minutes. So sorry, apologize, but you can tell we're really excited about Arrow. And let's see who this is from area code 847. Welcome to the show.
This is Dan from Chicago.
Dan, the man. What's up, dude?
What's up? I'm glad Arrow's back.
Yes. Tell us your first thoughts of episode 1, season 2.
Love the episode. I'm glad Diggles is back. I'm glad, obviously, Arrow, you know, is back. I'm just Oliver Queen. I loved everything about the show. I loved it.
And are you missing Tommy and Malcolm?
Is Tommy really dead, though?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but Eric doesn't think so either.
I don't think he's dead, so.
Interesting. All right, we have another caller. Let's see, from area code 239. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Matt from Florida. I've been trying to call since the very beginning of the podcast. What's been going on, Jesus?
What do you mean? We're on now. You're on live, Matt. Welcome back.
Yeah. I love the season premiere win tonight.
Yes. Very cool.
But I've been calling the Shield Talk phone number. How come we've been having no podcast for that?
Yeah, we've been having a little problem there. So don't worry, Matt. We'll work it out. Definitely work it out. But tell us, Matt, really quick, what is your favorite scene from last night's, this week's episode?
Oh, I don't know, man. There are a whole bunch of good ones. I mean, I would have to see the opening with Felicity and Biggle and Oliver back on the island.
Yeah.
I wasn't even expecting. I saw the clip a week ago when it was aired. And, oh, my God, that opening scene, I wasn't even expecting it to rebuild the city. And the ending. I love the ending as well, where he said, I don't want to be called the Mist anymore. I almost thought, I was like going screaming at the TV. Okay, say it.
Awesome. All right, so let's hear from Dan the Man from Chicago. What was your favorite scene?
I have to say the ending when he says that he wants to change everything for Tommy. You know, he doesn't want to be... Well, he said that a little bit throughout the show, that how he wants to be a good Arrow and not kill nobody. And they showed the green Arrow at the end. I thought that was awesome. I loved the ending.
No, it's very cool. And, you know, that's been a buzz right now on Twitter and Facebook about, you know, how remorse Oliver feels over Tommy's death. Yeah. And it's kind of cool to have that as a reference to... Now, this is what I cannot do ever again, you know, have someone die or whatever.
You know what I love, too, is when Oliver Queen was saying how Tommy kind of freaked out when, you know, he found out that he was the Arrow, you know, the last season.
Yeah.
That reminded me of when Pete found out Clark was...
About Clark?
...had alien powers as well.
No, I agree, and I remember those two scenes really closely, so yeah,
that was
thanks
awesome.
For sharing. Yeah, very cool. All right, so... As I don't know if you guys heard of the end of our conversation with Mary Beth and Eric, but we were talking about the Flash. How do you think he's going to make his first appearance? And do you think after a couple episodes, what was it, like two or, I think they say like 3 or 4 episodes he's going to be in. How do you think they're going to end it? Do you think he's going to have the iconic suit? Give us your thoughts. Let's go, Matt.
I think he's going to have his iconic suit. I mean, on the show, there's got to be an accident at some point where it's going to go into super speed. I mean, I can't wait till when we see the Flash, Barry Allen. I mean, I think it's going to be flippin' awesome. And I love that Tomorrow People, by the way, we should start Tomorrow People talk.
There you go. That's I don't know, I haven't seen it. Did you guys see the People of Tomorrow or the Tomorrow People? Anyone?
I did.
Okay. Did you like it, Mary Beth?
It would remind me of the sci-fi TV show that was on 2 years ago called Alphas.
I remember that.
Yeah, I like that show, and I was sorry to see that one go, but I like that show. That's about the same kind of scene it's on, and one of the girls from Smallville's on there now, the girl that played Lucy. She plays the main character in The Girl That Played Lucy. She's the main character in The Tomorrow People. So there's a bunch of new people that she I recognized, and I recognized her name. Peyton Liss is her name.
Okay.
But the other ones are brand new actors. I like to see how they're doing. But to me, that's what they reminded me of, that show Alphas. So it was okay.
Right.
It was a sci-fi thing, but, you know.
All right. Well, let's now start talking about the ending, how this first episode ended. Eric, let's go to you. Your thoughts on how they wrapped up the episode. Do you think it was a nice little cliffhanger? Or do you think it was just like, eh?
Well, I like the way they did it. I'm assuming his name is Green Arrow now, but I remember that's one of the things before the show started in the first season is that
yes.
This is Arrow. He's never going to be called Green Arrow. So
now there you
like
go. There goes another one. Yeah. We should jot these down and put them on my website. Just put all the rules and then put a line through it each time they like cross it. That'll be fun. All right, let's go to you, Dan, the man from Chicago.
Well,
your thoughts
like
on how they ended
the
episode.
I thought it was really good. I was kind of confused, too, because you guys said that, you know, he was never going to be called the Green Arrow, and then they showed the Green Arrow part.
Yeah.
I was kind of confused, but I kind of liked it as well. I liked the cliffhanger.
It, like, throws everybody off. Can you imagine, across the nation, you just see viewers go,
are they going to change the name title?
I don't know. Is it now Green Arrow on CW?
Right. We'll see what happens, I guess.
Probably not. Or I don't know. Because if you remember, when they were calling Clark Red Blue Blur,
right.
They didn't change it from Smallville to Red Blue Blur.
Right. Right.
I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I tried.
I like the fact that there wasn't as many flashbacks, and when they did the flashbacks, it was short and sweet.
You know, you're right. There weren't as many for now. Maybe they had a lot of them stored up later.
I know,
but you're
right.
It was a nice little transition back and forth.
Yeah.
And, okay, Mary Beth, I'm sorry. I know you're talking to all guys here, but I'm sure you could appreciate it, this comment.
Oh, yes, I can. I have a son,
okay.
So I know.
Okay, Felicity, hello, Mama.
Yes.
I mean, she's just blossoming.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, am I right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. My
wife,
hello?
Felicity.
Yeah.
Mom's not here. She's got the secretary look now at the mayor.
Yeah.
The mayor, I love what she did with the Rapping Hero. I mean, wow, she did great.
Yeah, she did really good. Dan, what do you think, Felicity?
Yeah, my wife even made a comment how she looks like she's matured and everything, and they got her, you know, looking, you know, a lot better than she did last season. So
yeah
definitely.
Last season
hot.
It was like total nerd,
right?
You know,
yeah,
no style, nothing.
Yep, I loved it.
Well, it's great to see characters blossom like that, literally, in front of us. Eric, your thoughts on Felicity. Are you a fan, not?
Well, there was one episode last season where she dressed up, and she looked much prettier that episode. I can't
remember
what it was.
And we know which one you're talking about. Was it Choker or something like that? Remember when she got the choking device, the bomb collar?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is, yeah.
All right, and Mary Beth, are you in conclusion? Are you agree with us about Felicity?
Oh yeah, she's definitely turned out. She's not the nerdy girl like she was last year. She's becoming more like a companion. She's a nerd last year, but she's more of a companion now. She's helping him more, and she was one that got him back into doing the right thing. So I think she's going to block. She's going to be a good character.
Yes. And it comes to my mind, we have not even touched base on Mr. Roy Harper and Willow Queen. Or what is it? Willow? Willow? No, that's a real name. I'm sorry. what's Speedy's real name? See, I even know her nickname.
See ya.
Who?
We're all drawing a blank.
Everybody, seriously, who?
Yeah.
Oh, Thea. Was it Thea? Thea Quinn?
Yeah. Thea.
We don't even know. See, and I get the bad reviews on how nobody knows what they're talking about on this podcast. I'm not the only one.
Her name is Thea.
Thea or Tia?
Thea sounds right. Thea sounds right.
Thea? Okay.
Yeah.
Fina? Okay, okay. So with Thea and Roy, now an item, and you can tell they're having sex by Thea's little comment about how she owns, you know, the situation. do you think it was right for Roy to say, hey, do you need a vertigo? Or remember when they're like, they were
cracking
jokes?
Yeah, that was
kind of
mean,
like,
huh?
That was kind of weird. I'm like, didn't she, like, OD on that? Very rude, very rude. And then also, I don't know. I'm kind of not buying this relationship. It looks a little forced. You know,
yep.
And I hate to say this. That's why I took a little pause. I'm like, okay, we're going into, like, the Tommy Laurel territory where there's no chemistry, and it feels a little pushed. Okay, Dan, I'm hearing you. It sounds like we're in agreement. Give us your thoughts on why.
Just, you can just tell that, like you said, there's no chemistry there. Like, you can tell, I hate to bring up Smallville, but you can tell that there are some chemistries with Tom Lee and some of the girls.
Oh, yeah.
And with, Oliver and Arrow and you know, the girl.
Yeah, you
can
tell Oliver
her name.
Into
I'm sorry,
them,
but,
you know.
Yeah. I agree with you, yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go to you, Eric. What do you think about Thea
it'll get better,
and Roy's
I think it'll get better.
Wait, who was that?
I don't know.
Okay, go, Eric.
All right. I don't really see a lot of chemistry. The only chemistry for any couple I've really seen on the entire show is Laurel and Oliver, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And especially, I'm sorry, Mary Beth, again, when last year they did the nasty. They were really into it. I'm like, did they know there's like a crew behind them? All right, Matt from Florida, give us your thoughts on Thea and Roy's relationship. Does it work for you?
No, I'm still not buying it. I want Roy to team up with Oliver at some point this season.
Exactly.
Because right now,
it's like...
He's kind of taking care of business. But there's just something, I mean, yeah, I like Thea. She's gorgeous, but I just don't know about Thea. She just gets really annoying sometimes.
Yeah.
Every
Especially,
episode.
Of course, with the mom relationship on how, you know, I almost got killed, so the first thought is I'll never see you again. I'll have to come see you again. I'm like, oh, really?
It brings back season one, that family dysfunctional back in black, like, when she almost went to jail for the whole vertigo thing. I mean, that really bothered me when she goes, I want to make mom's life miserable. Like, then she says, she killed those people in the Glades. I mean, man, when they were driving through the Glades, Jesus, I mean, wow. The Glades.
Flatten. Yeah.
And those other archers. I meant just to see the episode League of Assassins. Ra's al Ghul cutting on Arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Come on. Bring it on. Okay. So I just want to say really quick, the hero of last night of this week's episode was who? Come on, guys. Who? The real hero?
Felicity.
No. Anyone else?
Arrow.
No. I'll give you a hint. He's a stepdad.
The detective.
Walter Steele.
Yes, Walter Steele, who helped out Oliver with the shares and helped out without the takeover. All right, cool.
All right.
So we're going to wrap up our Arrow Talk now because we are going to head over to Smallville Talk on the other page. So thank you so much, guys, for talking to us about Arrow Season 1, I mean, season two, episode one. I'm getting tongue-tied here. And it was titled City of Heroes that premiered on October 9th, 2013. All right, let's go to the shout-outs. Let's go to you, Eric, from Kentucky.
I guess no shout-out.
All right, great. Well, thank you for calling. Let's go to you, Dan, from Chicago.
Well, I hate to bring everybody down, but my shout-out goes, I know it's definitely not listening, but NFL running back Adrian Peterson, his son got killed and died today, so I'm kind of bummed out about that. So I just thought I'd bring that up.
Okay, well, I'm sure.
I'm kind of bummed out about that all day, so.
All right, well, let's hope.
Sorry to bring everybody down, but.
No, don't worry. All right, Matt from Florida, give us your shout-out, sir.
I love the premiere. I'm so happy we're finally back. I'm just surprised you haven't responded to my emails lately, I'm just so happy we're back. We've got to find a way to start the Shield talk. I'm enjoying Shield so far, and so glad we're back on Arrow and next Smallville talk, counting down the days till the Man of Steel Blu-ray release.
All right, awesome. Great way to end the show. And I normally would play the Arrow song right now, but for some reason it was deleted from the little server here. So I'm going to do an unplugged version. Help me out, Matt. Eric. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk next week. Thank you. Goodbye.